We sought to identify the strengths and to understand the gaps in early childhood support systems. And we sought to define real opportunities for improvements.
Liftoff Western New York is made up of 25 community organizations funding early childhood. Health Foundation for Western and Central New York President Noor O'Brien Surik says the new report looks at three major factors in early childhood, including a lack of availability and accessibility to pre-K and child care programs.
So that means having access to quality, affordable health care, right? Having the screenings, the standardized screenings, in order to measure the milestones to ensure that they're reaching those milestones, at each year along the way, and to help them to be ready for kindergarten.
One of the goals is to develop a community-wide strategic plan that would create a roadmap to meet early childhood goals. The organization is also calling on businesses to step forward.
It's going to take a village. That's what we found out. Because it's not just a one-shot deal. This is really long-term change that we're talking about. And the whole community has to come together and acknowledge that children are our future. Really, actually, the most stunning evidence that was exposed to me was that there's not enough screenings done for children, and they're not standardized, so that we don't know if kids are ready for kindergarten. They're not being universally screened. And then, even if they are, what are the resources in order to help them be where they need to be?
Rich Products hosted Liftoff in its atrium Monday. CEO Bill Giesel explained how Rich Products was one of the first corporations in the state to set up a child care facility in-house. It was established nearly 30 years ago.
But we also know full well that the future of this community really depends on the children of this community. And those children get their start in those first 5 years, and it has such a big impact on the quality of leaders and the quality of citizens that we're going to have in Buffalo in the future. And that renaissance can never be complete without this important element of our society being on the proper path.
Because one of my favorite quotes is by Malcolm X. It says, you have to know where you've been in order to know where you're going. If we've already been there as the leader in daycare, why can't we be the leader in daycare in the future? We can.
State Assemblywoman Crystal People-Stokes of Buffalo is praising this new effort.
That this is not just a press conference. That this is not just a report being released that's going to sit on some desk in somebody's office collecting dust. That something is going to happen with this that's going to be beneficial to every Western New York community. And that makes my heart very happy.
Dr. Maureen Mullane is project director of Liftoff.
We don't get instructions with a baby when they're born, right? So if we can learn from everybody else, and then we have other parents, other educators, birth through five, we've got to do something as an organization and as a community to make sure that we're making our children successful. That's our future. Buffalo's going through a renaissance. That's our future to continue this wonderful leadership opportunities.
With more than 100,000 children under the age of six living in Western New York, this is not only an urban issue, but also happening in suburban and rural communities. Liftoff also launched its findings at the Chautauqua Lake Central School in Mayville Monday. The report examines how those first 5 years of a child's life are critical, leaving a lifelong impact. Eileen Buckley, WBFO News.